Retired fisherman Herman Bruce of New Bedford, Massachusetts, has been involved in the fishing industry for 55 years. Here he talks about day-to-day life aboard a wooden Eastern rig trawler.
Well, you had two gallows. A gallows is where the bollards hang for the wire to tow. And one was forward and one was aft. And when you set out the net, first thing you had to do is get the wind wherever you were setting the net. If you were setting it on the starboard side, you had to get the wind blowing to the starboard side so the net would drift away from the boat. You threw the cod end over first, of course, and you threw all the net over, and then the skipper would go around on the boat so you could slack that forward wire back so the net would be straight. And then when you set the doors, the forward door would keep the net open, and we're talking now looking from aft forward. That would keep the net out that way. The after door would keep the net going the other way so that when you were towing, you had them wide apart. The skipper would get around and he'd ring the bell so that you dropped the doors after you had the net in the water. We used to have quarter ropes because we didn't have net drums. And you had a quarter rope which went from the foot rope on the net up through the square and the head rope, and you'd put that on the winch and wind it up, and that would bring the net up to the rail, the foot rope, which is the bottom of the net, and the head rope, which is the top of the net. That would drop in over the rail. Then you would go over and you would wait for the roll of the boat. When the boat went down, you'd pull in the slack, and then when it went up, you just stayed kneeling on the net, so you brought it up like that till you got cod end and the bottom belly, we called it. You'd put a strap around that. Then they had a gilson. You'd put the gilson in to lift it up so you could get the cod end up. And then you'd put the fish strap that went around that, and you would use the tackle to lift it in. And you'd bring the bag in. Of course, most of the net was inside because there was no other place to put it. You dump the fish in the forward checkers, they call it. Tie up the bottom, throw it out, do the same thing. Because you would be laying into the wind, so it would be blowing. And on more than one occasion, I've been on boats where the men went overboard because when the boat took a roll, heavy, heavy roll, there was more weight in the net than we on the thing. So, yeah, I've seen my share of that. Thankfully, nobody was lost because the good thing is the net was there. They went over, but they were able to hold on to the net. And the boats were small. The rail to the water was probably only 3 feet, 4 feet at most. So when the boat would roll, you could grab them, which I have done, to be quite truthful with you. Then you set the net out, and you start it all over again.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from Mass Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.